I did want to talk, though, about losing weight, because we all, you know, I mean, it's a thing, isn't it, as you get older. I mean, you always want to drop the odd kilo here and the odd kilo there. No one's ever completely happy with themselves. And we know that because the rise of weight loss products and supplements has literally exploded in recent years. It is an enormous industry that makes a lot of money. But the latest news from Australia's regulator, the watchdog, the TGA, has now moved in and banned a prominent weight loss tablet from sale. And boy, was this one selling by the thousands. They say, the TGA say, there is no medical evidence that this tablet could lead to the weight loss that it promises. The tablet is called Fat Blaster Max. We're joined this morning by Dr. Trent Watson, who is a clinical senior lecturer at the University of Newcastle and an accredited practicing dietitian. Doctor, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Liam.
Good to talk to you.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, it is good to talk.
I've always wanted to talk to Dr. Watson.
I know where this is going. I haven't heard it before.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. No, I was going to say that would never get old. That would never get old.
No, that's right.
But Trent, tell us about this. I mean, do you welcome this move to get rid of Fat Blaster Max off the shelf?
Well, I certainly do, because it just makes, you know, products accountable for what their claims are. And I suppose this is what, you know, by virtue of its name, Fat Blaster, you know, consumers seem, well, it's not a large stretch to think that that's going to be related to a loss of body fat and therefore weight loss. And the fact is that when this was registered with the TGA, that's not one of the clinical indications that they registered with. So I suppose that's why it's been picked up and taken off that list.
And I should say, this is the tablets. This is not the shakes, is it? This is the tablets.
Yeah, and I think that's it's a good point. You've got to make that distinction, because there's a range of Fat Blaster products. And so the very low calorie diet shakes, certainly they'll remain there, because there is some, well, there's evidence to support that they will, you know, bring about weight loss for consumers if they're taken as directed. Whereas the Fat Blaster Max tablets, the active ingredients in those is largely caffeine and also just a bunch of B group vitamins, also some other herbal products. And none of those directly are going to lead to, what the claim is, blast the fat away and result in fat. The things that will result in any weight loss associated with that tablet is, you know, if you follow a calorie restricted diet and and combine that with increased physical activity, you know, and you change your energy balance or, you know, establish an energy deficit, you're going to lose some weight.
Yeah, well, you could do that with anything, couldn't you, if you follow those rules, never mind the tablets.
Yeah. And I think it's important to note, so, you know, the active ingredient, caffeine, and its recommendation as well. So it's one tablet. Now, one tablet has about 80 milligrams of caffeine in it. And, you know, that's equivalent to a cup of coffee. And it recommends to take one of those every 3 hours. So if you assume that we're awake for, you know, 16, you know, 17 hours a day, that's assuming 7-8 hours sleep, you could take up to, say, 5 tablets. You know, and that's going to be 400 milligrams of caffeine in a day, you know, or the equivalent of 5 cups of coffee. So I think, that's an important thing. That's going to have a direct impact on your sleep, particularly if you're taking that within, you know, within 4 or 5 hours of actually going to sleep. So now, whilst you'll get the stimulatory effect of that caffeine, it's not necessarily going to bring about any weight loss in, you know, without engaging in additional physical activity or reducing the calorie intake in your diet.
Yes, right. Look, clear this up for me. What I don't understand about this sort of thing, not just with this product, but certainly this is a great example. How does a company manage to make these things? They put out all the advertising. This advertising has been huge. Seen it in newspapers and magazines. Fat Blaster Max. All the pictures of the gorgeous bodies and all the claims they make on it, and they get it to the supermarket shelf. They do the deal with the retailers, and so they put it all up there. So it's registered to sale, for sale, and people start buying it by the thousands, and then the regulator, the TGA, says, hang on a minute, there's no medical evidence that it could lead to the weight loss it promises, therefore it's banned. It sort of seems to be the cart before the horse.
Yeah, it is a bit, but that's the self-regulation of some of these products. And then, you know, I suppose the resources to cover all products and then catch up with every single one of them is a difficult process. And, you know, to resource something like that completely. But, I mean, fortunately, you know, we've got the processes in place where, you know, companies like that can be reported. And I think this is a case in point. And they can follow that up and ensure that they're taken off the, you know, off the market as well. And look, I think it's a really good example. This particular product is, you know, claimed to be an adjunct to these other, you know, products that they do have that do bring about some weight loss. But the fact is its direction is just to siphon a little bit more money out of consumers' pockets rather than provide any benefit. And, you know, I suppose the other active ingredients and these flimsy claims that, yeah, it does have B group, you know, a variety of B group vitamins, which are involved in energy metabolism. But the fact is that for most people, these are just superfluous to the needs of those people and are not going to provide any benefits whatsoever.
Yep.
And that whole premise of just because some is good, more is better is not necessarily the case. A case in point here is probably, you know, this is like turning you... you know, turning the sprinklers on when it's raining outside.
Yeah.
It's not providing any additional benefit.
It's a good point to make. Doctor, thanks very much for joining us this morning. I appreciate your time.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me, Liam.
Dr. Trent Watson there, clinical senior lecturer at the University of Newcastle and accredited practicing dietitian, and welcoming that move to ban Fat Blaster Max, sold it to Coles and Woolies and pharmacies all over the place. They made a lot of money, that company. Cat Media, the company is called. I should mention they are appealing the ban by the TGA, but at the moment the TGA said, nope, the product does not do what it sets out or purports to do.